Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. It is great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. No, the president's not going to be on today. People have been bugging me. Yeah, they think just because you get him on Monday that you should have him on Tuesday and then have him again on Wednesday or maybe Thursday. No, but we got something just as good. Aaron Phillips, the head of Power to Parent, is with us in studio, and Power to Parent has been very active relative to gender identity issues, transgender bathrooms. They may not win the day. And in fact, there's an important vote coming up tomorrow, and Power to Parent is kind of changing strategy. Let's find out what that strategy is. Aaron Phillips, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to have you in. You guys are changing the approach this time.
Yeah, we are. We believe that we know where this is headed. This item was pulled from the agenda last time around, and but parents showed up and testified for hours anyway, even though it was pulled from the agenda. So it's our intention to, not drag parents through another 2 or 3 hour meeting. We'd like to be a little more proactive this time, and so we're asking parents to still come to the meeting. I want to make that really clear. We want them to come. We want them to show up. It's a really bad time for parents. It's 8:30 in the morning, which is school drop off.
Somebody explain to me why do they schedule a meeting at 8:30 in the morning?
I don't know. And it wasn't, I don't believe it was 8:30 last time. So I'm not really sure why that's the time. But of course, any parent who has, children in the district are going to have a school drop off around that time. So what we're asking parents to do is sacrifice again, find a neighbor that can take their kids to school or, pay the $7 for the early drop-off so that we can be there and have our names written on the sign-in sheet inside that room, in the hearing room. And then we're asking parents to put their testimony, written testimony, on the record, so to bring that and hand that in so that they won't have to sit through another three-hour meeting. But as a group of parents, we are going to go up the streets, 5-minute drive to the North Las Vegas, the city hall, and we're going to vote together. We're going to early vote together as a group.
And the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm misstating this, just correct me, is that, you could get your 2 minutes or 3 minutes on a microphone, or you can do something that's more powerful than that, and that is elect people, members of the assembly, in this particular case, school board members that agree, as you seem to agree, that we should be taking the kids into account, not the 0.0001% of the school population.
Right. And what we've asked from the beginning is equal protection under the law for all kids. So we're not asking that one group have a special privilege or a special right. We're asking that specifically students aren't being required to speak things that they believe to be untrue. That is compelled speech. And we sent an email out late last week. We have a legal team that is ready to bring a lawsuit against the school district in Clark County and in Washoe County, if in fact we have someone who will come forward and say that they've been compelled to speak a pronoun or a name that is against their personal belief system. Because we're talking about freedom of speech, First Amendment constitutional rights here.
Have we had anybody step forward yet?
Not yet. We've had quite a few incidences of, there's a lot of privacy issues, there's a lot of issues with this policy already that we've had in discussion with different parents. So we're waiting to hear.
I know this policy has changed and morphed, but and in some cases it got even, correct me if I'm wrong, it got worse as they refined this thing. Can you talk a little bit about what this final version is all about? Field trips, gender identity, gender fluidity, all these different aspects, and the free speech. Where did they end up?
Sure. So, unfortunately, we did go back and forth with the Department of Education over language, where they made a few changes, minor changes. And unfortunately, at the end result, what we saw, which was really concerning, was a compelled speech piece in that language, meaning there will be disciplinary action, potential disciplinary action brought against a student for misgendering a student. And so what we're saying is, of course, we're against bullying and harassment and name calling. That's already protected under anti-bullying laws. But what we are very much against is that compelled speech piece. So we're really concerned about that. There is still a lot of privacy concerns. There are still concerns with overnight field trips. And there is it opens the door for curriculum. And so that's a big piece, is there should never be curriculum about gender theory taught in schools.
Well, but the fact is, they are pushing it.
Sure.
Does that mean we're going to have a curriculum that supports a point of view?
Mm-hmm. That's our main concern. That's what we're watching for. Now that CCSD has passed their policy, Washoe County has already had this policy for some time that they did administratively behind parents' backs. So, yeah, we have a lot of concerns. We're watching very closely. We're asking parents to let us know if in fact their child is being taught something at school that is along the lines of gender theory. Right now, we have an opt-in system for sex education here in Clark County, which is you have to sign a permission slip, and you have to send that back to the teacher before they can teach anything regarding sex and sexuality. And so we really have fought hard to maintain that, and that's a really important parental right. And so if there, in fact, is going to be anything introduced, we will fight very hard to make sure that a permission slip is sent home and that the parents can review the curriculum before anything is being taught in the classroom. But ultimately, we believe there should not be gender theory taught in a public school classroom.
Let me just ask you, you mentioned Washoe County, and as you know, this radio show is heard every day in Washoe County. They've had these kind of regulations on the books for a couple of years now. Has there been any example where parents have come forward and said, "Hey, you're putting my child at risk," or "Hey, this policy is violating my son or daughter's privacy"?
So I don't know if you remember, but last year, I think close to this time, Washoe County was trying to change and introduce a radical sex education curriculum into their schools there. And there was quite a few parents and other groups up north that did fight that. And they ultimately allowed the parents to win the day on that, and they pulled that curriculum. So, yeah, we are paying attention to what's going on in Washoe County, and we have been in contact with some of the trustees that are running in that in Washoe County School District. And so we've endorsed several candidates in the Washoe County School District because we know that that's really unfortunately, there's a lot of power being held by the trustees in both districts. And so we want to make sure that trustees are being elected who have who stand for parental rights and have the best interests of the students in mind.
I want to ask you, and I'm not going to ask you to give us all of them, but you've made some key endorsements all across the state. Can you talk a little bit about some of the people that you have endorsed, in particular here in Clark County, on the Clark County school district?
So, you know, unfortunately, we have, you know, we were only able to endorse one candidate in the race here in Clark County, and we were disappointed about that because obviously this is where we're located is in Clark County. But we had several people that turned in their questionnaires to Power to Parent, but their answers were didn't hold up to the standard of what we felt like was upholding parental rights. We endorsed Kevin Child in the school board race here, and Kevin Child has stood with parents for this whole year, essentially, in voting on issues that support parental rights. So that's so as far as school board here in Clark County, that's who we've endorsed.
What going forward, and I know that you're organizing and you're talking to people in all 17 counties across the state.
Right.
Do you want Power to Parent to be a statewide organization?
Absolutely. And I mean, I think we have already seen an influence and throughout the state, you know, when we have smaller counties and that we have been in contact with those school districts. But we definitely want to have more chapters. For example, right now we have a Moapa Valley chapter, and that's going really well. Those parents are amazing. And, you know, they drive the one-hour drive to come to the Legislative Commission meetings, the Department of Education meetings. They're very engaged because they are part of the Clark County School District as well. But we're looking for people in Nye County and Lincoln County and all across the state, Washoe County, to have a chapter where they know what's going on the ground in their specific school district, and that we can just continue to just get this coalition where we're strengthening as parents together. And we have such a loud voice when we join together in that way.
How can folks that want to accept your challenge and say, hey, let's go statewide with this thing, how can they reach you? And are you open to all 17 counties coming in?
Absolutely. And I would encourage anyone that is even considering having a chapter in their county, even if they don't feel like they are the ones that can lead it, but if they want to see that in their county, that they would reach out to me directly, Erin, E-R-I-N, at powertoparent.org, Power to Parent on Facebook and Twitter, any of those ways. And then we also have a website, which is powertoparent.org as well. So they can get a hold of me.
And by the way, power the number two.
Thank you. Power the number two, parent.org. And so, and I just want to also encourage parents, if you can't make it tomorrow, or excuse me, on Thursday morning to the Legislative Commission meeting, you can email, you can call, you can put your testimony on the record. But we heavily encourage people to come out because it's going to make a big statement that we are bringing our sample ballots in hand to this meeting. And we're saying we are not going to sit through another meeting where we know that you've already had your mind made up about this vote. We are going to go and we are going to vote for people who stand for parental rights, who we will hold them accountable for their votes, and we want to make sure people call, email, and show up and vote.
And one of the things that I think is real important, it's one thing to get your 2 or 3 minutes on a microphone. It's another thing to dictate who's your next assemblyman.
Right.
Who's your next state senator, because they're the ones that are making the decision. In fact, that's who's going to be on this this legislative commission on Thursday. These are members of the legislature, and you as parents get a chance to make that determination. You've made some endorsements to some people you really, really like. Can you talk a little bit about some of the people that you will be endorsing, maybe that are in tough races where you know, Power to Parent might make a difference?
Yeah. I mean, our statewide races are pretty straightforward, and we're really, you know, we're really hoping to see Adam Laxalt as our next governor. I think that's a really big, important piece for parents because he stands for parental rights, and we know for a fact that the other candidate in that race does not, and that he will do away with opportunity scholarship programs and school choice programs. And so that is a huge sticking point for parents right now, is having the ability to choose where your child goes to school and to have power over their education. And we 100% need to have a governor who's willing to back that up. So we have endorsed Adam Laxalt for that position. We've endorsed a lot of the Republicans down the ticket because those are the people who filled out our questionnaire who have said we will stand for parental rights. And I hate that this is such a partisan issue. You know, we would have loved to endorse a Democrat candidate in one of these races. But unfortunately, they are very anti-school choice, and they very, very anti-parental rights. And I can't quite figure that out, because I know a lot of them have kids, and they would probably not want those things for their children. But, you know, we have Dean Heller on the top of the ticket here with, you know, this Senate race, and it's really close. But we know for sure that he will be the one candidate in that race that will defend parental rights, that will stand for school choice, that will stand for, you know, parents' rights to educate their kids. And there's a couple of Senate races that are really key for us this time around. Senate District 8 is Valerie Weber. And I actually have known Valerie Weber for over 20 years. Yeah. So she worked at a nonprofit with my dad when I was 11 years old. It was the first time I met her. So she's like an amazing person. She's always served the community. She's genuinely, you know, cares about our state. And so we've endorsed Valerie for that seat. She's also in my Senate district, actually.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm biased. Tiffany Jones is in Senate District 9. And then Keith Pickard, who is hopefully going to be taking Roberson's seat in 20. And those are three really competitive races that that Republicans need to win for us to have those majorities in order to get some of these school choice issues passed.
I tell you what, it's always so fun when you come by. You always brighten the studio. Thank you so much for coming by. And again, if folks want to come out on Thursday, this is Thursday, 8:30 in the morning, but give the address and where we're talking about.
So it's 555 East Washington, and that's Washington and Las Vegas Boulevard. It's the Grant Sawyer Building, and that is this Thursday, the 25th at 8:30 a.m. And you can come later than that if you can't make it to that time. You can come in. You can sign into that sign-in sheet at any time. You can hand your testimony into the record at any time, and then you can go vote anytime. But we really want parents to come at 8:30 if they can, because it makes a statement to people who are on that commission. There's a couple of people there that are running in statewide races, at least one, and we want them to know that parents vote. This is super important, and we are going to hold them accountable.
And something that would be a great visual, bring your sample ballot with you to that meeting, and at some time, you just wave it at the members of the commission. This is stuff they understand. They understand sample ballots.
Yeah.
They may not understand a 2-minute speech or a 3-minute speech, but I guarantee you they'll take very seriously when a bunch of parents come out and start waving this sample ballot. I hope you'll do that, because that's something they'll understand.
Yes.
That's something they'll grasp. Aaron, always good to have you with us. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it, and keep in touch.
We will.
That's Aaron Phillips joining us. Power to Parent. Joining us live and local now. Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea, because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until he builds a wall. Adam Laxalt said if elected governor, he will refuse President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Coming up, the president was in Houston, Texas last night. It was a huge, they must have had 15, 18,000 people at the Toyota Center. And the president was brilliant. The president had him rocking and rolling for over an hour. Ted Cruz was even funny. Ted Cruz was funny. Unbelievable. No, I'm just telling you. It was a great night, and these are the kind of rallies the president's going to be doing between now and November 6th, now and Election Day. I remind you of that because then I'll tell you, you need to get out and vote. And I'll tell you what, after the show today, I'm going to vote over at Arroyo Crossing, which is over off the 215. We can all go vote after the show. No, I'm serious. It's essential. This election, think of the 41 bills vetoed by Governor Sandoval. Whether you love him or hate him, whether you think he did right on ESAs or expanding Medicaid or any of that stuff, the fact is, as governor, he vetoed the 41 bills from the last session that would have become law without him. We need a governor that will stand up. We need a senator that will stand up. We need Danny Tarkanian who will stand up for us. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I've got my sample ballot in front of me. And I think after the show today, I'm going to go vote. I really do. I think it's time that I went and I voted. Early voted. By the way, If you're wondering why this is a crucial election, there are examples all around us of people wanting to make America a socialist state. How about this one? Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a presidential wannabe, is introducing a bill aimed at closing what they perceive to be an income gap in America. The median white family today holds nearly 10 times the wealth of the median black family. Okay. His idea is to give lower income kids $50,000 each. No, this is not a joke. And they could use this money for wealth building purchases, for instance, a down payment on a house or college tuition. Essentially, what he wants to create is a government funded slush fund, a government funded trust fund. That's, you know, you've always heard of women with trust funds. This would be a government subsidized, that means you and me, trust fund. They would be called opportunity accounts. By the way, can you imagine the waste, fraud, and abuse of a program like this? America's wealth gap, according to Cory Booker, grew rapidly through the late 20th century. In 1963, families of the top America's wealth distribution had six times the wealth of those in the middle. By 2012, the wealthiest had 12 times the assets of middle-income families. So here's what they want to do. Here's what they're proposing to do. The American Opportunity Accounts Act. It would give each child born in the U.S., does that mean illegals? And you drop a baby, an anchor baby, and they start getting this money? A savings account with $1,000. Each year until the child turns 18, the government would deposit as much as $2,000 into that account. And the size of the annual payments would depend on the child's family income. So in other words, why get a job? Why should mom get a second job to bring in more money when it's going to impact how much money the government's going to give her three kids or four kids? It's incredible. Booker's office estimates a child who remains in the lowest income bracket of the program, meaning she gets the largest $2,000 payments each year, would accrue $46,000 by her 18th birthday. And he or she would ultimately be a trust fund baby. Isn't that incredible? That's why we need to get out and vote. That's why it's critical that we get out and vote. Now, I want you to hear the president. The president was amazing. Let's go to cut seven. Because cut seven is the president talking about the caravan. And this caravan thing, they're saying that there's as much as 7,000 of these migrants headed slowly towards our southern border, the northern border of Mexico. And we may end up with a showdown at the border. We don't know. This is the president last night in Houston addressing immigration and the caravan.
We want people to come into our country. We have a 3.7% unemployment. It's the lowest it's been in more than 50 years. But they have to come in legally, and they have to come in through merit. Through merit. That's happening. Need it. So we started the wall. We got $1.6 billion. We got another $1.6 billion. We have a third $1.6 billion. I want to do it fast. And you know what's happening right now? As a large group of people, they call it a caravan. Do you know how the caravan started? Does everybody know what this means? I think the Democrats had something to do with it. And now they're saying, I think we made a big mistake, because people are seeing how bad it is, how pathetic it is, how bad our laws are. They made a big mistake. So as the caravan, and look, that is an assault on our country. That's an assault. And in that caravan, you have some very bad people. You have some very bad people. And we can't let that happen to our country, and it's not. And I was just talking to your great governor and senators, and you were talking about your attorney general, who I'm going to be introducing in a second. But I'm talking to a lot of your people, and they're going to form a wall, different kind of a wall, until we get the other one built. We need a wall built fast, fast. We have to protect our borders. We don't have borders. We don't have a country.
Now, let me ask you a question, and we'll get into this in our next segment. And I want your input on this. I am being told that we can't line up our military along our southern border and defend our border against a foreign invader, because the, quote, optics would look really bad. Imagine soldiers having to get tough with a young mom with two babies, one on each arm, knocking her to the ground, maybe injuring her, maybe killing a mom whose only violation of law is that she was looking for a better life for her and her family. Now, we on the right need to find an answer to this argument. And I want to find out what you think. Because you look at CNN, they got Bill Weir. One of their reporters is with the caravan. And the argument is interesting. They don't talk about the rule of law. They don't talk about our sovereignty. They believe we should let everybody in. And the fact is, that's just not true. Are there Middle Eastern types among the 7,000? I'll bet you there are. The law of averages tells you there probably is. And is it our right? I mean, Mexico. Next time somebody on the left talks about Mexican immigration policy, they don't just let anybody into their country. And in fact, their leaders were telling the caravan, you cannot enter without our permission. Well, they did anyway. I want to ask you, and this is not a rhetorical question. It's not a typical talk show question. Do we have the right to protect our sovereign borders from any invader, armed or otherwise? My contention is we do. We don't have an open borders policy. Now, if we elect Steve Sisolak and Jackie Rosen and Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford, maybe Congress will enact some sort of open borders policy. But that's not what we have now. We've got laws on the books that make it a felony to aid and abet those who are breaking federal immigration law. And then, and that to me would mean the organizers of the caravan who seek to violate federal immigration law, they should be arrested. They should be arrested. Is that George Soros? We don't know. I'm going to open up our phone line right now at 1-844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think it would be unseemly for the U.S. military to line up along our border and form a human wall and not allow this caravan, this, I hope I'm doing this right, I think Megan Barth coined it a migrant mob, which is pretty good. I would love to take credit, but I can't. I think it was a Megan Barth thing. Anyway, we'll find out what you think on the other side. And do we have the right as a sovereign country to protect our sovereign borders? Or in this new world order, is it all in free? Anybody that wants in gets in. You had an argument with your husband? And you fear for your life, come on in. It's okay. We'll find a place for you. We have, what, 320 million people? Yeah, well, we could take another 7,000. At what point do you have to say no? We'll get to your calls in a minute. I've got, as I look, I've got one line open. That's all I've got. You want to seize it now, you can. 844 The number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. We've got 7,000 people that very soon are going to be beating on our door. They're going to want in. So what do we do? The president's advisors, I'm sure, are saying it's going to look terrible if our military knocks down a 90-pound mom with a baby in her arms. We'll see what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by friends of Hoff.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician. first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now. Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Check out realwaterhomedelivery.com. They bring it right to your front door. Thursday was my delivery day. I just love it. And they're friendly. And you know the other thing? You save a ton of dough getting it delivered. Check it out. realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patient. Let's begin with Alex. Alex is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Listen, real quick. I happen to be Hispanic. I've called before. This whole thing about the caravan, if we don't put a stop to it, the rest of the world is going to be laughing at us and they're going to think that they can also cross the border in huge numbers. Listen, if we cannot use the military or the National Guard to stop this, then really, what is going to happen? There's 100 million people south of the border, just on the other side, that would love to come and go in. I think it was a Gallup poll. They said about 175 million people would love to come into the United States. That's south of the border, all the way down to South America. Is that what you're calling for, Democrats? Really?
And by the way, the fact that the president met yesterday with Greg Abbott, who's the governor of Texas, my guess is that they talked about calling out the National Guard and deploying what I would call a man-made wall. You know, members of our military standing toe-to-toe and simply forming a wall that cannot be traversed. Would you be okay with deploying military troops? I know the president has threatened that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm, like I told you, I'm Hispanic. I understand why, if you and I, Kevin, were on the other side of the border suffering like they would, I probably would be crossing the border too. But you know what I would be doing? I certainly wouldn't be demanding anything from the United States. I would just come here and be humbled about it. But this, the way they're doing, I saw on the video, they're burning the American flag with a swastika on it and giving us the finger. So both everybody that's Democrat better figure out that this is not a party situation. This, when if these people come across the border, they're not going to respect whether you're Republican or Democrat and independent. Okay, so we have to control your borders just like you control your home. Okay, look at it like your own house. Anybody infiltrates your home that's not unwanted, I'm sure you're going to call the police, and the police are going to show up with guns. Okay, it's the same thing. Either you love this country or you're part of the problem and the enemy of the United States. As far as I'm concerned, if you're for the caravan and the rest of the people that come across illegally, you're an enemy of mine. And I was born in another country, and I love this country, the United States. Thank you.
Alex, thank you, man. Thank you so much. And there's an Hispanic talking about that. See if we can squeeze in another call before we go to break. Go to Christine. Christine, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Now, by the way, we'll take this up at the top of the hour as well. What's up, Christine?
Well, I totally agree with this last gentleman that was just on. I think we need to stick our military on the border, pepper spray them, do whatever you can. I don't care about the women and children. I care about my homeless here. Okay?
We
have homeless here. And nobody cares about them. I hear the Democrats, these poor people. Well, what about us? Okay? And when they do get here, should they happen to get here, they get no welfare, no Section 8. They're swallowing up all of the services, okay? They don't speak any English. The casinos here are so happy to have them because then they have people at work in the casinos. So it's just plain wrong.
Well, and by the way, Christine, did you hear me lay out the program by Cory Booker that would give every child, every poor child in America, $50,000? Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't. I want $50,000.
Well, okay. It is a program. Every child born in America. That means even if these. If these illegals coming across our border are pregnant and they drop a baby, that baby is going to be entitled according...
Oh, that needs to stop, too.
Yeah.
That needs to stop. You know, my grandparents came over here on a boat from Hungary, okay? And this was like in the early 1900s. And they had to actually work for someone who paid their passage before... They were like indentured servants.
A sponsor, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, these people are... nothing, and then they're waving swastikas with our flag, and they want to come here. I say, I don't care what happens, and if some judge is going to stop Trump from putting, some crazy judge somewhere is going to stop Trump from putting troops on our border, okay, you watch.
It'll probably end up being the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in California. The most liberal court in the land. Stick around. We'll take this up. I've got one line open. You want to seize it? Go for it. 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wald. The program Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.